Okay, so for today's episode, Kelly, we had a really beautiful interview with Lori Lashman. She is the owner and founder of Souls of Spirit Expos, soulsofspiritexpos.com. Here's my takeaway. This was probably one of the most humble people we've interviewed, honestly. Yeah. And I think that as people listen to this episode, my sense is that people will be drawn to her because she gives away so little. And it's kind of like, and then at the same time, she's putting on events with 750 people coming through the doors in one day, which for this industry is utterly exceptional.
It is.
I think anyone in the industry would admit that. So that's my sense, Kelly. Wouldn't you say, like, she was just so humble. She was so, I mean, as the host of the show, I was trying to get more out of her. I was trying to get more details. And she was just like, yeah, you know, it just changed my life. And I want to do that for others. And it was like, okay. So yeah. I think that's the invitation, is like, just get that and then get to her website and get to one of her events.
Absolutely. And the areas that she's going to needs it so bad, and they're curious and they're open-minded. And she has events in October 7th in Minot, in November 4th in Fargo, and November 18th in Bismarck. And she has a holistic store. She lives on a farm. She has these events. She's a lady to know. And we were really, really, really grateful to interview her today. So this is going to be a great episode, and check it out.
Come build a routine and stay in shape this holiday season with Strains of the Earth Sanctuary. We have yoga for all levels, meditation retreats, sound healing, events, and more to help you find your zen. Come join us in Jordan, Minnesota, and treat yourself to a holiday season filled with relaxation and rejuvenation. Sign up for your next class online now at MNSOTESANCTUARY.com. That's MNSOTESanctuary.com.
Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh my gosh, I don't even start talking and you're already laughing.
Yep. That's how we're rolling like, today.
Remember Ed and Eddie? Or no, what was it? Beavis and Butthead, where they would laugh.
Oh my,
you know what
God.
I'm curious about, Kelly?
What are you curious about, Brian?
So you're one of these very, very normal people that sees dead people all year round.
I do.
So is this month, so technically we're recording, it's October 3rd. People may not be listening to this until at some other point in time, but it is October. So is this a special month for you, or is this just business as usual?
So supposedly, like, the veil's thinner. Like, this is where I'm, right. I know a lot about, like, I'm a Swiss Army knife, but I'm not an expert on all this stuff.
In honor of October, my girlfriend and I just watched Hocus Pocus, which I think is a pretty solid, you know, baseline for, like, what All Hallows Eve could be and, you know, a really legitimate way of knowing things about the other side and everything. Would you say that's true?
Sure. Right.
Is there anything about that day of year, All Hallows Eve, being like a portal for the other side?
I think, like that? There's, I mean, suppose, like, this is when the veil is thinner. I will have to say, though, over the last couple days, I've noticed a lot of activity around me. So I'll be like looking, and I'll get a glance, and then I'll do a check-in. And I recently lost my aunt, and I know I've talked about this on a couple of shows, and she's been very present in our world and in my world around lately. So I'm just kind of always dialed in. So to me, it's maybe it's a little bit more open, but I just business as usual is kind of the best way of putting it.
Fair enough.
Hocus Pocus. Well, what's really funny is I just saw an interview with Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker, and they made that movie, the original one, and it didn't get any play. Like, it just kind of was out there and it floated, and it got re-energized about, I think, like 5 years ago, and they brought it in. And it was funny. Bette Midler is like, I all of a sudden just started getting monthly checks and for Hocus Pocus. And she was like, And they put a big marketing arm around it, and they re-energized the whole platform and the movie.
It has grown and grown and grown. I mean, my girlfriend knew every single word from the movie. So there was some kind of like underground thing that was happening for a while. And it's just like, it's coming back full force. I literally watched it a couple of days ago. But I'm curious to ask kind of a similar question to our guest today.
Yeah.
I get to say your name because
I know how to say it right. I get to say it right. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm just giggly today.
You are.
It probably kind of brought the beautiful energy. It's probably Lori's energy that's making us all giggly and excited. You guys, we have Lori Lashman here, and I said her name right.
You did. That was awesome.
She is just this, you know, the world's a better place because Lori's here. That's really just like how I want to introduce her, because she's such a giving soul. And we're going to dive into her story, and we're having some sort of crazy feedback, guys, and I don't know what it is, so I apologize. We got DJ Brett in the back working on it for us. Lori is with Souls of Spirit Expos, but she also has her business. She has a store. Her personal life, we're going to let her tell you about that, because that's amazing. And what she does, I mean, this is a lady that is constantly doing something for others. Like, I can't say that enough. And she's an ambassador for the Edge. I mean, there's just so much to share with Lori, and I know that she helps a lot of connecting teachers and seekers together with her events. She's growing into the Western states, and she's just, you know, you just hear her name and you smile, and you know you're going to have a great event, you know you're going to have a great time, and she's so authentic and just heart-centered. And okay, I rambled on, Lori, for a minute and a half about you. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was awesome. I'm very flattered. Thank you.
That's what Kelly does. She lights up the room and the world and the people around her. And she's absolutely spot on, Lori. As I was looking through your website, and we have an amazing, you know, shout out to our executive assistant, Camille. She always gets us so prepared for our shows. And as I was looking through everything you do,
how do you have enough hours in the day? That's all I'm going to say.
It's like you're covering so much. I mean, not only you've got the website, soulsofspiritexpos.com, you have a holistic healing center. You've got products and services and teachers and practitioners. So tell us a little bit about your vision for Souls of Spirit Expos and everything you're doing.
Well, I love what I do, and I think that reflects on how they turn out. And I have a wonderful group of vendors. I mean, if it wouldn't be for the vendors, I couldn't do what I do either. And the guests that come to the expo. So I have to give them a lot of the credit too, for sure. And they all do it out of the kindness of their hearts and the same thing. They just want to share with others what they've learned. So it really takes a village to run it all. And then I have, of course, my wonderful assistant, Cindy. She is amazing. So she does all the background stuff for me and on my website. And
we're just going to take a moment to call out and highlight and lift up all the people that are behind and next to us in quieter roles that allow us to do what we're doing, because we couldn't do what we do without all the beautiful people around us. So I just felt that need to just here, there, and everywhere. Those who are supporting us and what we're doing and supporting each other is so key.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it takes a lot of courage to create something and put it out in the world. And, you know, Laura, you've done that. But what we're always really curious about in this little show here is what happens before the courage to, you know, be the owner and founder of Souls of Spirit Expos, right? You've got a website, you've got a healing center, you're doing these events. What happened before that? What was your, what were maybe some experiences that happened? But ultimately, what had you feel compelled to bring this to the world?
Well, I had my own experience that changed my life. And when it did, it was so life-changing for me that I found out I wasn't alone in it, and I wanted to share it with other people so they wouldn't feel that they were alone either, because it was really a scary time. I didn't know what it was at the time. I just knew I was miserable and nothing would go right. Seemed like everything would go wrong. I had a lot of fear at that time. My memory wasn't well. It was just, it seemed like everything was falling apart. Mm-hmm. And one day on my computer, it popped up Dark Night of the Soul. And I went, oh, no, you know what that is. And I clicked on it. Like, why did that pop up on my computer? And it explained everything that I was going through and everything that I was feeling. And I just bawled after I read it, because then I knew I wasn't alone anymore. And there was a lot of different things that happened, of course, after that point. But to know that I wasn't alone changed everything for me. At some point, you think you're going crazy. And it's really, really a scary feeling.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Do you remember, Lori, was there anyone who came into your... What was the first physical representation of, like, someone that you spoke to or, you know, anyone who had some information out there that you specifically related to where you really got that validation that you are not alone? You know, it sounds like you saw something that kind of opened that doorway, but do you remember, was there someone that was significant that you met or that, you know, you had some experience with where you were like, whoa, this is real. That here's someone who is like me.
Well, it was that pop-up on my computer that did it first. And it was a long article. I think it was in 5D was the website. And at the end of it, a woman spoke about what it was and what it meant to her. And, she had said it's your ego dropping, and it's yourself opening up to the universe again, and that we all have souls, and it just made so much sense. When I went through it, I had found that it wasn't God looking for me, because he's always been there, but it was my soul looking for God again and having that spirituality be back in my life.
So oftentimes, you know, when we move towards, and certainly when we're on the quote unquote right path or our path in life, the universe, God, whatever your belief system is, obviously wants you to continue down that path. And so you'll get these confirmations or affirmations that you're moving in the right direction. Did you have any of those after this door opened?
I did. One time we live on a farm, and I was sitting out front of the house, and it was just still, it was quiet, and the farm is usually not that quiet. And all of a sudden I looked up, and there was an eagle circling over my head above the farm. And I just started crying, because it was like, wow, I mean, you don't see that very often. It was such a beautiful sight. And for the farm to be so still and for me to look up, yeah, there's signs all the time, songs on the radio, finding feathers and coins. And yeah, it really opens up a whole new door to your existence. You find out that there's more to life than just what you can see, touch, feel, smell, more of a metaphysical existence.
So you touched on the farm. That was the other thing that I wanted people to know. Not only are you a store owner, not only do you put events, you also live on a working farm. Like, yeah. And that is not, so I was in the dairy industry for about 2 years and going to farms. That is a 24-hour a day job. And I know you can, you have help, and I know this and that, but I mean, you like live it. So tell us about your farm, because I just, this is just fascinating.
Well, we have cattle, so it's beef cattle, not dairy. I could not do a dairy farm.
Nope, nope. That was weird.
Lots and lots of work. We've sold a lot of our cattle now,
okay.
So it's not as much as it used to be. And
how many head
which
do you
has
have?
Helped. Right now, we have about 70, but we had 600 at one point. So, yeah. We have llamas on the farm, so they run around. We have a couple horses. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And the way that you are, I don't want to say like I think you have happy cows, but I have a feeling that you have happy cows and you have happy animals.
One of them has a heart.
Of course they do.
And it was like, that was amazing. I love that one. Yeah.
Well, and being on the farm, like there's so much that happens all the time, 24 hours a day, right? I mean, when it's calving season, you can't just tell the ladies, okay, we want you just to birth like a C-section from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., please.
Right? Yeah, no. My husband has done this for years and years and years, so thank God for him that he's got everything running. You know, out here you have well water, you have the snowstorms, you have all of that, and he's a trooper.
Oh, yeah, and we're knocking on the door of snow, aren't we?
Yeah.
You're getting close.
I just popped up on my Facebook a memory. We had snow today in 2017, a few years ago.
Of course you did. Right. Well, we're
not
about
looking forward to that.
In Minneapolis, we're going to go from, I think it was 91 the other day, and then by this weekend, it's going to be in the 50s. So it's just this weird, yeah, the weird weather around here is just crazy.
Yes.
Okay, let's do a little your events, and I want to make sure because I think you have an event this weekend, correct?
Yes, Saturday.
In Minot. Okay,
yep.
Give us we have about a minute before we're going to go to our wrapping up our first segment. Who's your gallery? Who are some of the speakers? Tell us a little bit about this event this weekend.
Hey, it's this Saturday, 10 to 5 at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center, and that's right across from the fairgrounds. Our gallery person is Alex Johnson. And he is speaking on the Akashic Records, which is going to be amazing. Yeah. And Alex is from Williston. Then we have Christina Smith. She's from Minot. Mandy Elhurt. She's from North Dakota, Wilton. Deb Lukin. She's from Jamestown. And Joe Rothengass. And he's from Wisconsin. So we've got a great lineup of speakers.
And you're bringing them in from all over the Midwest. And by the way, anybody that is military with their military ID does get in for free, correct?
Yes.
That's
yes,
also another thing that Lori really, really supports is our veterans. And
yes.
And anybody with a military ID. Like, that's just fantastic. What a gift. Okay, everybody. And we are wrapping up segment one. I know. See, Lori, I told you, things go really, really fast. It's all good. Okay. We're going to be back. It is the Being Curious Show. That's Brian. I'm Kelly. We're here with Lori Lashman. She is with SOS, Souls of Spirit Expos, and so much more. We'll be right back. Do you or someone in your family suffer from nightmares? Is your home cluttered and you can't seem to clear it out? Your home or office may have low vibrational energy, and it could be impacting you and your family. Using the ancient techniques of dowsing, Master Dowser Annette Regalo can raise the vibration of your home or office by identifying and curing stress lines and negative vortexes that may be creating disharmony in your home or office. Annette has over 20 years of dowsing experience and is passionate about creating high vibrational spaces for others to live and work. Contact Annette today at 612-394-3736 or AnnetteRegalo.com to schedule your free dowsing consultation. When you transform the energy of your environment, you transform your life. Remember, that's AnnetteRegalo.com. AnnetteRegalo.com.
And welcome back, everyone. This is the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian, that's Kelly. We are here with Lori Lashman. She is the owner of Souls of Spirit Expos. That is Souls with an S. She has been talking about everything going on in her life. And actually, we've got something pretty cool that we're going to do on the show here. It may be more fun for those who are watching on one of the live streams, but it'll probably still be interesting for radio. Kelly, what's going on for you over there?
There's a lot going on. You got to give me a little bit of more information.
Well, apparently you're seeing stuff. So
oh, gosh,
I'm just going off of what's in the chat.
Awesome. Okay. So, Lori, I want to say that you have a – I wanted to say it was your grandmother or your mother behind you. There's a beautiful woman behind you, but she's presenting herself like Calamity Jane, and I don't understand what that means, right? So I thought again, when we're on the show and we're doing everything and I'm doing quick little check-ins, you know, anything's possible, and I'll dive a little deeper as we're talking and as I'm actually asking her to present herself, but it's and maybe it's not it's really she's like a pioneer woman. But she's really, I want to say, maybe instead of an ancestor, I think she's one of your spirit guides or one of your angels. That's just like, just kind of has your back. And when I get out of with a pioneer, I mean, oh my gosh, to be a pioneer woman and to, oh my God, to be able to, oh wow, that's like, they signed up for a big one, right? I mean,
right?
We are so blessed with what we have and where we're, the resourcefulness, the 24 hours a day. I'm watching the screen just flip in all these different ways. It's really fun. Brett looks like he's having fun today. But she really wants to. Okay, what's she showing? She has something like a big big rod in her hand, and it's like this big, like huge walking stick. But it's now I'm seeing the is it the Teddy Roosevelt quote, the tread lightly but carry a big stick, or I'm saying that wrong. I'm really bad at these analogies, but showing that you have this grounding and you have this power. You have this power, but you don't yield it, and you have this. You hold this space, and you have this power, and you have this, and but you share with others. And now I'm seeing when I ask you that the spirit is. Three times putting the big stick down, but then now I'm seeing it almost around a fire, and then all of these people, oh my gosh, okay, coming together. But there's Caucasian people, there's Native Americans, there's like all of these different groups of people coming together around fire, and you're in the middle of it. Well, that would kind of make sense with what you do with your expos and also your store, but you really. You're respected and you hold safe, sacred space for people. And that's what I'm getting on that one. You hold safe, sacred space for people. And people, when you speak, people listen. Okay. Well, that's we're awesome. Done with our show now. I'll let you know when I get something more on it. But it just, it's really, really beautiful. And I think that's, and I don't know if right now, I mean, you're about to have an expo, and I know you have all these different expos, but leading up to an expo, there's a lot of logistics and a lot of emails and a lot of things coming in. And I know I've done this with events. You start to, you have these moments before you do it and you're like, is it worth it? Am I really having the impact? Am I really bringing everybody together? And even if you had a moment of that bubble, I feel this guide's coming in here to show you that it is all worth it. All of your energy and all of your time that you're putting into these, to your store and to your community and your expos, are you're definitely listened to, and it's very loud and clear. And I apologize. That was just a crazy little fast read while we're on the show.
That's awesome. Thank you.
It's really cool, actually.
Yeah, it is.
So Lori, since you do have an event coming up, and we of course hope that people are listening to this and that it inspires them to go to this event or one of your events. What is the experience for your guests at your events? Do you have a vision for what people, you know, experience at your events? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I want them to feel good when they come in and be accepted for at any part that they're at in their journey, wherever they're at in it, to just enjoy it and to have an open mind. I went
to two expos. I didn't know what they were. I heard of it. I went to one in Bismarck, thought it was pretty cool. But then I went to a second one, and it changed my life. That one I went to by myself, and I took my time, and I went to all the speakers. I went to the gallery. I made appointments with the vendors. I purchased a few things, and it was life-changing for me. I didn't know that all of that was out there, and there were so many like-minded people. And it was shortly after that I started doing the expos.
Well, so, what's interesting about the expos in the space that we're in is, and also in the markets that you're in. I mean, you're in very conservative markets where it is somebody coming into this expo, they're kind of like, right? They're like looking around and they don't know what to think. And they might have seen crystals, or they might have seen this, or they might have heard about a gallery or the Akashic Records or sound healing or all these different modalities. And you're bringing to these areas that might have a different mindset to creating this open space, creating this safe space for people to come in. And I'm not just saying this because this is our show, but truly be curious. And I've actually been a part of a couple of your expos, and it was, first off, the line out the door of people like at 10 o'clock is like, you bring it. Like, I remember going out there and like running up and down and high-fiving the people in line because it was just so incredibly cool. And the excitement of these people that are just so excited. And that is just so, that's so important. I'm rambling. I apologize today. I'm just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I just love your energy.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Well, Laura, you've spoken a few times about these life-changing experiences that you've had that you felt like, you know, you were going through. Well, you didn't really know you were going through this dark night of the soul until maybe the point where it kind of ended, or at least it opened up some new possibilities. Can you describe in any kind of detail, or maybe even one experience where you felt you went through one of these life-changing experiences, whether it was with a psychic or an energy healer or a book that you read or someone that you met? I think that's one of the things that we really value about our show, is that we expose our audience to people like you who can share those kind of stories. And it's really our hope and our intention that through listening to something that you share, it'll inspire someone else to be open to a whole realm of possibility that maybe they weren't before listening to you and your story. So is there anything like that you could share?
Yeah, the Sunny Dawn Johnston from Arizona, she changed my life too. Hmm. She was amazing. I went to a class that was invoking the archangels in Fargo. And that's when I found out, like, angels are real. Things are real, you know. It's not just stories that you read about. Jody Harvilla, she was the first medium that I had ever gone to. And she's out of Fargo as well. So, yeah, people can make a huge difference in your life. And I've had people that have told me that's what's happened to them by going to the expos, too. And that is really, that's why I do them, is to help others see what's available out there and can change their lives.
What happened for you to seek out a psychic medium? And was it at an expo, or was it a private experience?
My dad had passed away, and it was really hard on me. I had helped take care of my dad. And my mom had seen on the news from a clip from Fargo TV, and it was about Jody Harvilla, a medium there. And she said, Lori, I think you really should go to her and just see. And I did. And it was pretty cool. Everything she said was things that had happened. And then my husband's dad had passed away too the year before. And we had said something about our youngest grandson, but he had passed away before he got to see this grandson. And Jody said, no, he picked him out for you. And he's just the best little farmhand on the farm here. So
she hand-picked
him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, he knows he's there. He knows who he is. And Yeah. And he was just a little go-getter, our little grandson. And Jody had said to put rocks under his bed to help ground him.
To help ground him.
Wow. I thought that was very cool, too. Yeah.
So if someone is interested, sorry, I started going in like five different directions. What would you like to say to someone, whether they want to come see you October 7th at the Clarion Hotel in Minot, November 4th in Fargo, or November 18th in Bismarck? What would you like to say to someone that's curious that might not have decided that they want to come see one of these experiences, but they're curious? What's a message you'd like to share with them?
Be curious, like you said. Give it a chance. You're not obligated to anything. It's $5 to get in the door. You're there all day, 10 to 5. We wristband you, so you can come and go as you like. You can go to the speakers. You can just take the time and be open to it. I did have some, like I said, it was life-changing for me. I've had people that post under the events. I went with my mom, and it changed my life. And it was, so it really is. Just come with an open mind.
I've found when I was blessed to be a part of your Fargo event, the curiosity and the gratitude of the attendees. And it's really interesting. You were very kind. You put my table right by the door. So of course I got the first right when they walk in, and there's some are just giggly and they're like this. And some people are kind of like what we did before, and just the expressions on their face. Oh, that'd be really funny to be able to take pictures of everybody when they walk through the door to see what their expressions are. And I was able to see them as they were walking in. And the ones that looked overwhelmed, what I would share is walk the room and just don't stop. Just walk around the room and take it in. And then go back, and you'll feel it. You'll see it. And anyone that you're really curious about, just lean in and ask a question. Because the practitioners, they want to engage. They want to interact. They want to inform. Because we're so happy to have the stage to be able to interact with these people. So you, as a business person and a promoter, connecting those teachers and seekers, it's just so important.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Walk around and see, feel. Feel what feels good to you.
Absolutely. And then you have a store. We haven't even talked about your store. Tell us about your magical store. And that's in Minot, correct?
Yep, that's in Minot. It's called SOS Holistic Healing Center. So I went with the SOS, like the souls of spirit. It's almost a taste of what expos are for some of the different things that are provided there. That crystals and sage and incense and jewelry and books and tarot, oracle cards, that kind of thing. Yeah. Essential oils.
And I encourage people, yes, you can go to Amazon and yes, you can buy these things, but to be able to go into a safe store and ask questions, you can't just, I mean, you can, but if you, like with crystals, I need to, or even crystal jewelry, I need to feel it. I need to touch it. I need to look at it. I've been called a bumblebee jasper lately. And then I looked up the properties and I went, oh, now I know why I need bumblebee jasper. But it's really, and you also partner with Crystal Rock Healing, correct?
Yes.
They have great crystals. Tell us a little bit more about your partnership with them, because I know that you guys are ambassadors for each other.
Yes, I get all my crystals at the store through Crystal Rock Healing only. Yeah, they have amazing products. They're amazing people. You know, talk about somebody being busy. I don't know how they do it all, but they're amazing. They always have a booth at all the expos. And it was actually Cindy that told me when I first heard about an expo that was going to be in Bismarck. And it's like, what is that? So it was through her. And before I opened the store, before I did the expos, we live on a farm. We have an old farmhouse behind us. And I would have classes for women out there. We'd have meetings, things like that. And Cindy was one of the speakers that had come out. So we've known each other for a long time. And, yeah, it's a really good relationship, business and friends.
Oh, beautiful. And they have four locations, correct? I'm not putting you on the spot. I think it's four.
It could be five, could be four.
They do have a new location in the Minneapolis area that is just fantastic. I think Trish is their general manager, and you just walk in and it's clean, it's branded, it's just like everything. It's just very, very inviting. So it really just is they're true ambassadors of their products and their business. And I know how excited you guys are to work together. So I just wanted to call that out a little bit in our show.
Absolutely. And then when I go to Fargo, I go to their warehouse too. And that's amazing. I mean, it's so streamlined. They know what they're doing. They have it down to a T.
The Crystal Rock show is in Minneapolis this weekend. I'm like, I can't go. I'm not allowed to go to those things. Well, guys, guess what? We just rambled on for another segment. Segment two, coming to a close. We're here with Lori Lashman. She is with SOS Spirits Expos. She has her store, the Holistic Healing Center. October 7th, November 4th, and November 18th are our next events. Okay, we're going to be wrapping up segment three, Getting Curious, Anything's Possible, and we'll be right back.
Attention, curious practitioners in the realm of transformative experiences, holistic wellness, intuitive guidance, and metaphysical arts. Are you ready to expand your horizons and take your practice to new heights? Join the Edge Partner Directory, where your expertise can shine and your services can transform lives. We are dedicated to creating a community of practitioners who are as curious and passionate as you are about guiding others on their journeys of self-discovery, healing, and growth. As a member of the Edge Partner Directory, you will connect with a network of like-minded practitioners who share your curiosity and passion for exploring the depths of human potential, and showcase your unique offerings to a diverse audience of seekers actively looking for transformative experiences here, there, and everywhere. Embrace your curiosity and take the next step in your practice's journey to becoming an Edge Partner. Learn more at edgedirectory.net. Again, go to edgedirectory.net.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your ultimate holistic destination. More than just a dispensary, we're ready to soothe your seasonal ailments as we're your haven for plant-based remedies. Drop by our Carver or Jordan locations or check us out online at strainsoftheearth.com. Want to explore the peaceful Strains of the Earth sanctuary in our Jordan location? We have yoga for all, meditation retreats, sound healing, events, and more to help you find your inner zen. We have everything you need for our harmonious holiday season. Find out what we have to offer at MNSOTESANCTUARY.com. That's MNSOTESanctuary.com. Strains of the Earth is your one-stop shop for all things holistic, from healing herbs to wellness practices. Stock up on your seasonal essentials and nurture your well-being with us.
And welcome back, everyone. We're having a great time with all of you. We're here with Lori Lashman, soulsofspiritexpos.com. In between, Lori just mentioned that she's already got her whole calendar set up for 2024. So please go to her website. That is souls with an S, soulsofspiritexpos.com. And she's made it really, really easy. You literally go to the website and you'll see upcoming expos. Click here. Check it out. You'll have the whole awareness of what's coming up to round out the end of 2023 and what's coming up in 2024. So, Lori, we've talked a lot about, you know, your own personal experience and how, you know, you're someone who is balancing this beautiful game of being a leader in the industry by establishing your own business and putting on expos and having a healing center. And at the exact same moment, you're totally involved in your own experience of seeking out different modalities and trying new, you know, therapies and all these different things. Like, you're constantly in the game at the same time as you are sharing the game with the world. And I really respect that. You know, that's something that is near and dear for Kelly and I. We are someone We are people who walk our talk. We are here with our show. Kelly and I have done, you know, so many different things over the years in our own experiences of our own self-care and our own adventures through life. So I wanted to ask you earlier, do you have, at this point, do you have a favorite modality or a favorite, you know, you mentioned Akashic Records earlier. Is there something that you've done where you're like, ooh, that was just so cool. I'm so glad I found that. Because again, that might spark someone's interest who's listening.
Or top three, because it's hard to pick just one.
Yeah, top three is fine.
Yeah, there are so many. They're all amazing and interesting. I think mediumship is probably my biggest because, like I said, after my dad passed away, and then my mom also passed away. And Sunny Don Johnson always says, love never dies. Mm-hmm. It only changes the form of energy. So I know she's always with me and my dad. And I think that's life-changing for people to hear that and know that.
Oh, it is. And knowing that it's not just your imagination, right?
Yes, yes.
And to know that they are around you and supporting and loving you. They're just, and it's a different frequency.
Right.
Which is just so fascinating. I'm a little partial to it. Just a little, they're a little biased here, but it is. With my aunt passing and to be able to connect with her quickly was just such a gift. And with your father and with anybody in your world that has passed and Brian's world, and to be able to access that. And we all have the gifts and abilities. Some people are accountants and some people are in marketing and some people are lawyers and they're really good at what they do. And then in our world, we have our gifts and abilities as well.
One of my friends, she's a medium. She was in the Dickinson area and heard about what I do. So she drove to Minot and we had lunch one day, first time I met her. And she said, you seem a little like you're upset that you don't feel you have a gift. And I said, well, mediumship is something I would like to do. And she said, you're a soul connector. That is your gift. And that really clicked with me. That is how I feel what I do. And I love that. I think that's an awesome gift.
Oh, you're like an ambassador. You're a networker on, I mean, again, going back to what I saw around you, it's, and you should see some of the comments that we've had in the feed. I mean, I think if you gave a personal invitation to someone and said, I'm having an event, they're going to say, what's the date and when do I show up? And not everybody has that gift. So that is a superpower. I want you to know that, like from the bottom of my heart, that is an amazing gift. I mean, you are so heart-centered and so authentic and people want to be around you. I mean, you greeting people and just your energy, it's very, very powerful. And if there's anything we get out of this show, please know that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love what I do. I love it.
Yeah, you do.
So Lori, you know, I'm wondering if you would share, how long have you been, you know, doing the Souls of Spirit? Because a lot of people go through their life and they're like, it's over for me, or I just have to stick with this job because it's safe, or. And is that something you'd be willing to share? Like the lights turned on, I did this, you know.
You jumped in. You just went for it.
I just jumped in. Yeah. I did. I started in 2017. So it's been a few years. I also do women's spiritual holistic retreats in honor of my mom. And I was fortunate enough to have my mom attend the first one. It was an honor of her, and she passed away just 2 months after that. So what did I have to lose? When I started the expos, like I said, we farm. So I borrowed the money from our farm account. But I paid it back within a year, which is pretty cool for starting a business and being able to do that. It wasn't that it was that much money I made, but it was that it didn't take me that much to start.
Right.
Yeah, so if you have a dream, you never know how it could turn out. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You heard it here from Lori Lashman. If you have a dream, you never know how it's going to turn out. What a beautiful invitation, wouldn't you say, Kelly?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So let's dive into a little bit of your October 7th event. Any vendors or modalities that come to mind? I know you were generous to share who the speakers are and the gallery, but who else is filling out the mix that if someone's curious that they should be checking out?
I hate to say that in case I leave somebody out and I, you know,
everybody's amazing.
Right. And it just depends on what you're looking for. Okay. There's energy healers, there's psychics, there's mediums, there's aura photography. There's
have you had your aura photo taken?
I have. Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is.
I try to do it once a year just for fun.
Yeah.
And then you see it and you're like, oh, that's spot on. Oh my goodness. Who knew?
Right. Tom Lewin from Dickinson, does them. Shaman also does some.
Okay.
Tom has been mostly this year. And now, like in Deadwood, we had both of them doing it because there were so many people that want their auras read. They were both busy the whole time. So we're going to have two in Fargo as well now.
It's a great modality that if you're just kind of a little bit of curious or people like us that we're just like, we need little oil changes and checkup once a year and just kind of get them done. Go for it.
And it's not just the picture either. They'll sit down and go over it with you and what everything means. And yeah.
I, for the first time, had my segments all balanced and it was golden light around it. And then I had one little, to my right was white. It was this white energy that was coming out. And I was just like, it was so much fun. If anyone's not had their aura photo, please do it. It's really enlightening. It's really fun. And it's not just fun, but it's insightful.
Right. Yeah.
And you can't make it up. I mean, it's a camera. I mean, it gets around you. It's not just like, woo, it's there. It's fantastic.
And the jewelry too.
Oh, tell us about
the
jewelry
that the vendors bring and make themselves. Oh. It's beautiful. And it's so I have rocks in my pockets all the time, crystals. But you can also have the bracelets and the jewelry that you wear that gives you the same effect as the crystals.
Oh, yeah. My husband finds so many citrine and shungite in our washing machine and our dryer. It's just crazy. I'm just letting it know, like everyone. It happens. Yeah.
I have them in my – but my husband has nuts and bolts in his pocket when I wash. And nails and
of course he does.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, you guys, just to bring it back, October 7th in Minot, Clarion Hotel, November 4th in Fargo. Now your Fargo event's kind of a big one, isn't it?
Fargo is amazing. It's probably the largest event. I think we had like 750 people last event.
Okay, guys. That's 750 people, right? Like, right? That's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
I am going larger at that event. We're going to have more room in 2024. I switched a few things around. So where the speaker room was and the gallery person, that's all going to be for more vendors. And then I'm having the speaker gallery room in another across the hall.
Oh.
Right? That's going to make a big difference.
That's going to make a huge difference. It's going to have some more flow too.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you guys. And you know that
looking even forward to that.
Fargo's, I mean, it's really accessible too. I mean, it's an easy one to get to and it's a great venue that you have it at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's great. And their address is 3333 13th Avenue South. Okay. So I'm a number person too. I love all those threes.
Me too.
Pretty cool.
My telephone number, the last four digits are 6666. You always know when I'm calling. So I love numbers as well. And then November 18th is in Bismarck at the AmVets Post number 9.
Correct.
Beautiful. Okay. We have like coming up on segment 3. I told you it goes by really, really fast and you're starting to breathe. Like you're starting to relax and get into it. What other invitation? You have your store, you have your farm, you have your events. What else do people need to know about you?
I have grandchildren.
And you have grandchildren. You have grandbabies.
Yes.
Well, you have one that was handpicked.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. They're all getting older now, but Yeah. Growing up, they would come out on the farm all the time. So the best life, I think, is to raise kids out on a farm. They learn so much. Yeah. Then I have an adult daughter and adult son.
Oh, that's
They're
good.
In their 30s.
Oh, my goodness. What does 2024 look like for you?
Exciting. I already put my schedule out for the 2024, but I am possibly adding a few more.
As you should.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Am I saying fantastic too many times today, Brian? Yeah, I'm saying it a lot. We have a drinking game of when Kelly says amazing, and now we have to add fantastic to the mix.
I think we just hit 10.
I think, okay.
For this episode.
No. That's actually an F word that I can say on air. How's that?
That's true.
Well, Lori, it's been absolutely wonderful. You, as I said, you're one of those very few and rare people that walks their talk. You're totally involved in the industry for yourself. But I think you have this awareness that you're doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for the greater good so that you can walk around through a venue. And when people ask you about things, you can go, hey, I did some work with that person 2 years ago. It changed my life for X, Y, and Z reasons. And that kind of connection and that type of relationship capital is so strong and so important and so inviting. And it's been absolutely wonderful to meet you and, you know, to have all these opportunities that you've laid out through this year and next year for people to continue on their journey or open up a new doorway in their life. I can say for me personally, it's been an honor today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. It was great.
Kelly, take us home.
You know, and for anybody that might be going through a dark night of the soul, or they might be having a time of confusion or frustration, or they feel like they're alone, Lori creates a safe space for you to come and be curious with all these different modalities. And please, 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 it's worth the time. It's worth the admission. Just be curious. Again, I'm going to share the dates, October 7th in Minot at the Clarion Hotel, November 4th in Fargo at the Ramada Inn, and November 18th in Bismarck at the AmVets Post number 9. Get in your car, grab a friends and family, and just show up. And you will be shocked with how fantastic, I had to wrap one more, that you will experience. And everyone will have different takeaways. And the energy when you walk in and out is just, it's a blessing. And I just want to thank you so much for what you're doing and how you're doing it. I will tell everybody, her website is soulsofspiritexpos.com. Lots of S's in there. Her email address, do you mind if I share?
That's fine.
Beautiful. Lori@soulsofspiritexpos.com. And her telephone number, blow up her phone, you guys. No, I'm just kidding. 701-721-2801. And what is the address to your store?
420 20th Avenue Southeast. We are right in the same building as Happy Joe's.
Beautiful. Okay, you guys. Lori Lashman, soulsofspiritexpos.com. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing and being an ambassador of The Edge and the Being Curious show. And we are just blessed that we shared time with you today.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. On behalf of Brian, this is Kelly. And we're here with Lori Lashman saying goodbye. Thank you so much for sharing time with us today. It was a great show. I was all over the place, but you know what else is new? Be well, everybody. Take care of yourself. And go check out soulsofspiritexpos.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.